Craig was a wild man, a brilliant marketer, a graceful skier, a harmonica player, a lover of fast cars and beautiful women, and for too brief a time, a loving father. Craig Badami was the vice president of the Parksea Mountain Resort in 1989. He had spent a wild decade putting the resorts and the city on the map. He hosted the Senator's Ski Cup and made an unlikely ally with Orrin Hatch for years. And he hosted the first World Cup ski races in the States ever in 1985. And he kept it going, ramping up a bid for the Olympics. He made those World Cup races opening weekend around Thanksgiving, and he opened the resort at the same time, even if that meant making snow and then turning those snow guns back on the trees, since he knew the TV cameras would take in the whole shot. He wanted the whole thing to look white. Ski Magazine called him the P.T. Barnum of skiing. He put bleachers on the ski slopes, and he created parties with live music and food and wine, and it was all under heated tents, and it was right there on the slopes. He brought celebrities to ski, and he treated everyone the same. Politician, sports figure, actor. Those World Cup races Thanksgiving weekend in 89 were epic. James Cotton opened, Bonnie Raitt played the concert indoors at the Racquet Club on the covered tennis courts, and ESPN had showed up to cover the races, and they covered the town. And it was thrilling. There were still less than 5,000 of us who lived here. On Tuesday, after the giant, impressive weekend, Craig climbed aboard the cargo helicopter that was headed up to the staging area on the hill to oversee the dismantling of the equipment. The cargo copter had a drag line. It wasn't fully reeled in. And when it left the parking lot of the resort, the drag line hook caught on the roof of the trailers that were in the parking lot used for skiers to tune up their skis. The helicopter was thrown to the ground on payday run. I was the editor of the paper, and I heard the call on the police radio. I had no idea who was in the helicopter. I just grabbed my camera and went up to the resort. Officer Mary Ford came right over, pulled the police tape, and lifted it up for me. "It's CB," she whispered. "He's gone." And just like that, the music stopped. There were floodlights in the darkened skies and sirens and so many people, it was dizzying. But what I remember is the surreal quiet that shut out all that noise. Days later, at his service held outdoors at the resort plaza, there was an endless stream of those senators and sports figures and celebrities, and they came to pay their respects. Craig's harmonicas were passed on by his friends for his toddler son. The sun shone, but it was bitter cold. And so many good people continued Craig's great works, but it was never the same, that love of life, that vision, that uncontainable joy. Whenever I hear the Grateful Dead, I hear Craig singing, "We Will Survive." And through the music, I guess a piece of him does.
Craig Badami was survived by his parents, Nick and Avis Badami, and his 3-year-old son, Nicholas. A year after her son's death, Avis began decorating the front yard of her Park Meadows home with her holiday lights. You may have seen those flashing skiers. 23 years later, she continues that lighting tradition as a reminder for her grandson. For Park City Stories, I'm Leslie Thatcher.
Park City Stories is supported by Sea to Ski Properties, Park City Ski Boot, and Alan Schoenberger's Ski Studio, Park City.